There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11, 11 listeners.
This is Team Geek.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is Team Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the 50 Days of Dragon Con Unique Geek podcast thing. I am hopped up on Sudafed and whatnot right now, so I have no idea what I'm saying, much less than usual. And the not-so-groggy and high or whatever it is joining me, my host thingy, Lee. Oh, boy. This is fun.
Hi. Oh, sweetie. I'm so sorry, but it's better that you're sick now than during con.
Yes.
And you're taking lots of vitamin C and drinking lots of orange juice and things like that, right?
I live in Florida, as your husband pointed out to me. We're brainwashed to drink orange juice.
It's true. You are brainwashed to drinking orange juice. That is true. So, I just hate that you feel bad, but... I just kind of want to remind people of a couple of things. Just a reminder, we are trying again for a Guinness World Record at Dragon Con for Star Trek. Most people in Star Trek costumes. We talked about it earlier on that podcast I think you had with like the X-Files director or something. But during that one, the thing was that you have to come in a Star Trek costume, a recognizable Star Trek costume. That doesn't mean jeans and a Star Trek t-shirt. That doesn't mean a Hawaiian shirt with Spock ears. It has got to be recognizable from an episode of Star Trek. Now, this is Star Trek in all its everything from Star Trek, the original series, through Enterprise and all the movies and the reboot. So you gotta look like that. Don't do a JJ and his gratuitous scene and think, you know, I can come in black panties and black underwear and be Carol Markham or whatever her name was. I can't remember.
That was my cosplay though.
Well, you'd be fine in that. That would be fine. You can walk around the con like that, but just don't try to go to the Guinness thing like that. I thought that was your cosplay, but you were doing that from Rocky Horror.
Maybe it might just be my fantasy.
It might be your fantasy?
That's it.
It's just a fantasy. Okay, that's a really old Billy Joel song you don't know.
Trying to lead you to segue.
I was going to get to the segue. It's okay. That's fine. If you want that to be your fantasy, that would be great. And you know what? If you wanted to add some vampire fangs to it, maybe a little magic, you could show up and be in one of our newest tracks, which is our urban fantasy track, and we are actually talking to the director, Carol. Hey, Carol, how are you?
I'm just fine, thanks.
Good. We are so glad you're on. This is your first year as a director. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
You don't know.
You didn't
what
run
you're
fast
doing.
Enough, did you?
No. Nah, I wasn't running. I was moving towards it. That was fine.
Awesome. Oh, no, that is cool. That is right. We make a joke about that, but we got it. So now, what is urban fantasy? What is your track all about? Because it's a new track.
Urban fantasy, I think you could probably describe it by saying that it takes place in what is typically, now this is not, you know, this is not necessarily a hard and fast rule, but most typically, it's in a recognizable world or setting that has an undercurrent either known to the other, to the regular human world as, you know, it's an open world where everybody knows about the supernatural, or it's something that only some people know about. You can have both of those two approaches, but typically, that is what is different about urban fantasy, is that it is a recognizable world for the most part, just with the supernatural elements that are either behind the scenes or openly, you know, evident to everyone.
Okay, so some of the shows I know that are on currently right now that are under your track are Supernatural, Lost Girl, and what are some of the other ones?
The U.S. version of Being Human.
Okay.
And Teen Wolf and The Vampire Diaries.
Okay. And is the...
Sorry, go ahead, Carol.
No, I was just going to say, all of those are very much firmly in, you know, there. If you were to say, oh, well, list me some shows that define urban fantasy, those are probably the first five I would give you anyway.
Yeah.
Because and you're also they're doing, perfect examples.
Yeah, you're also doing something with, do you have also True Blood as well?
No, the True Blood is staying with the horror track, which is, you okay. know, we're the offshoot of that, and they're right now they're still with the horror track.
Now, okay, and then
but they could be either one. They could fall under either category. Yeah.
Now, well, this your track kind of stemmed out of what was last year called Dark Fantasy, right? So they kind of split it up and they divided it into horror and urban fantasy to kind of give it more of a classic type horror versus more, I guess you could say modern day interpretation of horror and urban fantasy, right?
That's correct. What was happening was that there, you know, the genre has gotten so big, urban fantasy itself has gotten so big that it's difficult to do justice to urban fantasy and still be able to cover, as you say, the more of the classic horror or even contemporary horror, because there are some things that are more horror than they are, you know, urban fantasy. And so the split had to happen in order to be able to allow both of those areas to have their own, you know, kind of their own place, in other words. You know, to where you get where both tracks can do the most that they want to within their area and not feel, you know, constrained by, oh, we only have just so much time, or we can only use this many people, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and not to speak out of turn for Derek, who will be on later, but his forte really is into more of the traditional horror, you know, more of the gore than the fantasy sort of stuff. I mean, so
right. That's right. That's where his interest began, was with that particular genre.
Yeah.
Well, and I think Carolyn, one of the shows that you know, some shows have moved around, which is great. One of the shows that moved from X-Track to the new urban fantasy is Supernatural, and it makes a lot of sense there. There, it's all about the demons and the battle between good and evil, and angels and things. So I mean, I could, when they told me there was an urban, I was like, that makes perfect sense. It wasn't even, it made perfect sense to go over to you guys. So I think that'll be great.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll have fun with it.
Supernatural is, yeah, you're gonna have a lot of fun with the fans and a lot of fun with the show. I know. And I looked very briefly at your schedule before this. You're also doing something with Jim Butcher Dresden Files, is that correct?
Yes. Basically, we have 35 authors. Excuse me. That I developed programming around to make use of them, and the Jim Butcher, Laurel K. Hamilton, and Sherilyn Kenyon are the big three that are going to be attracting a lot of attention. But we have a lot of other people that are going to be there too. And I'm really excited about being able to work with some of these people that I haven't worked with before, but some of them I have. And it's always nice to see your friends again, you know, when they return. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Just that we have that sheer variety.
Oh, Carol, I think that is going to be really neat too. Yeah. Is there anything like, I know you've got some guests this year. So who are coming as guests from either, you just talked about the authors, but guests from any shows you have as well?
Well, as of right now, and I don't think that they're going to change anything else in the last week, but you never know.
Let's hope.
I know how it goes.
Well, people get jobs and work. That's always good.
Right. And I have seen it happen before, but I know it's pretty unusual. But our media guests this year are the four of the cast members from Lost Girl. So we're very excited about that, and apparently they're very excited to be coming. They've never been before, so this is also a first experience for them. And the fans are very much looking forward to it because the show is a Canadian show and it is filmed in Canada, so they don't always get to make it down to, you know, our area, and this is very exciting. And you're actually going to be using one of them, too, because he was a guest star on Warehouse.
Yeah, John Amos, right?
Paul Amos.
Paul Amos. Sorry. Who's John Amos? He's from Good Times. Sorry.
Does John Amos make famous cookies?
No, that's Famous Amos. John Amos, if I am correct, was the actor on Good Times. That's where I got the John from. Paul Amos is who's coming. Sorry. Oops. Guys, you know I don't do well with names. We work on this very diligently at Con. So that's really good. And then any other shows? We don't have a lot of Vampire Diaries people coming this year, right?
We did have them last year as part of when, you know, before we had the track split. We did have, they were there for two different panels on, I think it was just two last year. And that was a lot of fun. We did get, you know, a lot of good response from the crowd for them. And they seemed to be having a really good time. So, you know, I'm hoping that they will come back at some point. Especially since they actually film in Georgia. So we'll see.
I'm sure. But, I think that'll be great.
But as of right now, the Lost Girl cast, they're the only ones that we have. And, you know, hopefully next year we'll get some of the other folks here too.
Who do you have from Lost Girl? Because I just started watching Lost Girl, and me and my wife did, and we really like it. So who do you have?
Okay, well, Paul Amos, of course. Well, I'm going alphabetically in my head. Former librarian. It's just, you know, just something that happened.
Yeah.
He plays Vex, and so a recurring character. And then we have Casey Collins, who plays Hale. And we have Chris Holden Reed, who plays Dyson. And Zoe Palmer, who plays Lauren.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So we should be having a good time.
Sweet. So tell us a little bit. Excuse me, Lee, take it.
I was going to ask you, how did you get involved with Dragon Con? I mean, now we know this is your first year as a director, but how did you get involved with Dragon Con?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Thank you, Lee.
I know, sweetie. Just don't talk.
Poor John.
Don't talk anymore.
Poor John.
I know.
Well, several years ago, I believe it was in 2008, there were a number of authors that were being added that were being taken on as guests that they really weren't sure what to do with them. And so they had asked Derek, well, could you kind of run your usual programming and then have this other programming on the side? And it was kind of a combination of urban fantasy and paranormal romance, and even some more kind of futuristic kind of stuff. And he and I knew each other online, and he said something about looking for someone to help out, and that's basically how I ended up getting involved. And so I started with him that first year and have, you know, was part of that track for 5 years.
Kept
around, and yeah, and then anyway, that's how I got started.
Okay, very cool. So you weren't coming to Dragon Con before that. It was all you got involved with that.
I had actually only been to Dragon Con once myself.
And that was
about 5 years earlier. And I came, you know, for a couple of days and really enjoyed myself, but it was just not anything that really worked out particularly well for me, because at the time I worked at a school that actually didn't have, it was a boarding school, so we didn't have Labor Day weekend off. It was just Labor Day itself was actually a class day. So it wasn't something that was particularly on my radar to do, just because it wasn't where I could go and get away for the weekend at the time. So, after I started working there, I had to make a few adjustments in my other jobs in order to do that.
So, very cool though. And so, you've worked on a track before, so you happen to know how much work it is, and I know you've worked with Derek and saw how much he does. But in case you happen to get any free time yourself, are there any other guests that are coming to Con that you really hope you get to go see or get to go maybe listen to a panel or listen to just see them somewhere?
Well, let's see. I would probably enjoy getting to hear, and I've never been able to do it, even though I was one of, and I mean this quite sincerely, one of the original Buffy fans. I mean, I watched mm-hmm. Buffy when it aired on television originally, so from the very beginning, with they're still my children. They were kids, you know, at the time. And we watched that. So I would really enjoy being able to go to some of the Whedonverse stuff, which I've never had a chance to do. And maybe something with John Barrowman, that would be fun to see. Mm-hmm. There are always so many programming tracks and panels that I would like to be able to see bits and pieces of. But one of the things that I have enjoyed doing in the past is just kind of going and walking through or walking around the Walk of Fame just to actually see who's there, because sometimes when you're catching people when they're kind of off guard, and you know, you get to see them being more of themselves, I think, instead of, you know, having to do certain things in a certain way in a certain place. And I've kind of enjoyed doing that, but I've not had that chance in the past couple of years, and I don't think it's going to happen this year.
Yeah.
We could hope. We could hope for you. We could really.
Well, that's
really
true. That's true.
Oh, that's true. That is true. So, I am just curious of, are you in a specific fandom? I mean, you're doing urban fantasy. Did you start with a specific fandom when you got into sci-fi, or just kind of your history?
I've always been a fan, and I can say that my mother was the one who kind of got me interested. Well, maybe not interested, but started certainly, because she was always a big genre television fan. When I was a kid, which was many, many years ago, we would watch things like Star Trek and Bewitched and the Addams Family and the Munsters and all of those when they were originally on, I might add. And, you know, so this was what she loved, The Twilight Zone and Outer Limits and all of that stuff. And so it was just kind of a natural progression for me. I've always enjoyed those things. And as I've always been a big reader. But until more recently, there wasn't really a lot of urban fantasy that was, you know, readily available. That's probably been about the last 15 years or so that you could find it a lot more easily. And so I just kind of gravitated towards that genre. I'm also a book reviewer, and I got started with that right about the same time that I started working at DragonCon. So it was kind of interesting how that all played out. But that's really where my interest began, I think, was as a child with my mom's mm-hmm. influence. And then, you know, just, it, but it's in terms of movies and television, I've always been interested in those kinds of things. But in terms of a specific fandom, I would say would probably be Buffy first before anything else.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. I just always love hearing how we all got into it, because it's the same way I've talked about it, but you know, being a little kid and watching the Star Trek reruns and all of that and loving it and all of that. So it was always fun. So John, do you want to ask the last question or just cough if you want me to ask it?
Excuse me.
Poor John.
I know. I'm just, again, better now.
I feel for it. I'm not trying to be mean. I swear.
Ironically, JJ Hawkins, our good friend JJ Hawkins, who lives all the way on the opposite end of the continent, is having the same exact issue right now. So,
And actually, I'm kind of wondering how you gave it to him over a podcast, because we were on a podcast earlier. I bet that's when
that
you gave it to him.
That is true. Oh, it could have been that. Hold on. Okay,
breathe.
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
Poor guy. Seriously.
I keep hitting yourself,
though. Please, John.
I'm hitting the mute button.
Stop, John. Here we go. I'm going to ask the question, John.
Okay,
go ahead. So, Carol.
Yes.
If you could have any three guests at DragonCon, these can be living, dead.
But not zombies.
John's saying that for me. That's the only part he's saying. Because I don't like zombies. Not real ones. Not at con. And they can be real or fictional. Yeah, I like zombies, but not real ones at con. And they can be fictional. They can be real. Whatever. Who are three guests you personally would love to have at DragonCon?
Well, I think you can appreciate this, Lee, but I really would like to see at least as many people as we could get from Supernatural. I think that would be I think that would be great. I actually tried to come, and I had planned to come when you had Mark Shepard and Misha Collins a couple of years ago, and I wasn't able to get over there. But I would like to see us be able to have more of the cast of that show, because I think that they're long overdue. The show's been around for so long that I really think we would.
And having Jim Beaver and Misha Collins and, oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim was there, yeah.
Jim was there, and the two women, oh, I can't believe I just forgot their names. I'm really kicking myself. But Mark Shepard, to me, is the little – he is the little black dress of sci-fi fandom. I cannot think of a show. He is. I cannot think of a show he has not been on, and every show he's on, you always remember his character. Even if he's just on for one show, you're just like – oh, that's Mark Shepard. So, yeah, I know he was in X-Files. I was like, oh, yeah, he is. He's the little black dress of sci-fi fandom, and we love him. So, yeah. So, yes, more of the Supernatural guests would be great. It would be wonderful, yes.
Right. And I think even though he would not be able to appear on my track because he would be too – because, well, he would obviously be co-opted by the track named after him, I would love it if we could get Joss Whedon. I think that would be, you know, just something, and I don't know for a fact that he's never been there, but I've never heard that he's been, I know he hasn't been there since I've been involved.
He's never been at Dragon Con. No, he has never, unfortunately, been at Dragon Con, so, yeah.
So, that would definitely be one. And I'm trying to think of, let's see, my third one. So this can be anyone either alive or dead, huh?
Alive or dead, fictional or not? Fictional or
real? Well, there are some other authors that I would like for us to get.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for us to have Kim Harrison and Patricia Briggs, and those are people that, you know, would have multiple. You know, they would be of interest to people. Not just the fans of urban fantasy, but, you know, Patricia Briggs also writes other kinds of fantasy as well, as does Kim Harrison, albeit under a different name. So, you know, I think both of those ladies would be wonderful additions to Dragon Con, and we can only hope.
Excellent.
So I guess those would be my top three.
Those are pretty good. I actually thought of one after John interviewed me the other day, which is Robert Redford. And I was like, oh, he doesn't have any sci-fi behind him or fantasy. And then I remembered he's going to be in Captain America now. So I'm like, well, maybe we
can. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
See, I would love to have Redford talk about, like, the Sting and things like that. So.
Are you fulfilling your own fantasy there, Lee?
Kinda.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, right. Because Carol wants the Supernatural boys there just out of the goodness of her heart.
That's right. That's exactly
right. Yeah. Sell that to some of my staff who were like, but now that we've lost Supernatural, if we get them, we won't get them. I'm like, we'll work something out. Don't worry. It'll be okay.
Well, we'll find a way, yes.
We'll find, and we won't, you're not going to kidnap them. No, we're not going to do that. But,
I mean, honestly, I do think that they would be a huge draw.
Supernatural panels that we had 2 years ago were huge. So yes, they would be.
Yeah, and I was disappointed that we didn't end up. We've got a few people that have had, you know, short either a guest role or a short, you know, story arcs, but not enough to be able to for me to be able to snag them and say, hey, how about you come over here? But you know.
And one who we've had in the past, but she is actually taking a year off, and she put that on her. She put it on her Twitter. Blanked on her. Felicia Day, who now has a little bit more of a part in Supernatural. Usually comes to Dragon Con. It's been coming the past couple of years, but took a year off. She's doing something else this year. So at some point, I think the Supernatural fans would be ecstatic to have her as well. So
I agree, and she's wonderful in that role. So I would be, you know, very anxious to see her come back again. And actually, did you see the article where she, it was some interview that I can't remember who had done it with her, but it was in print that she declared Dragon Con as actually her favorite con.
I saw that one. You know, it is always amazing to me. I love that because, and it's kind of funny because there are a lot of actor newbies coming this year, and what I have always heard from people the first year they come is, I didn't know it was going to be like this. And then the second year they come, they're like, this is my favorite fun con to come to. It's not that they don't like the other cons, but this is the fun con. This is the one where they get to let a little more probably hang out, that they're probably going to more parties, or they're just more relaxed at this con. This is the fun one, and I think that'll be great. And I know she's enjoyed con before, which is wonderful for us. So yeah, I think everybody, that would be really awesome too. So now, Carolyn, I'm trying to get into the DragonCon app right now, and my tablet is acting up, not the app. So do you have any parties or others? I know you've got some, you know, you've got the Phantom panels, but do you have any parties or anything else scheduled this year? Or anything you're doing, maybe not just by yourself, but as a partner?
Well, actually, let me make mention of one thing that's actually occurring in the extra room that Kelly Harkins over at American Sci-Fi Media actually made available for a group of Lost Girl. They actually combined it as Lost Girl cosplayers and
awesome.
Just a fan meet and greet. I will be working at the time and unable to attend, and so I'm hoping that some folks will take some good pictures and things like that. And that I will be there in spirit, that I will actually be, you know, working in the track room, so I can't be there. And that goes on Friday at 1 o'clock. And
Friday
it's in Marriott. I don't know the name, specifically. Something else we do have that's a little different. It's not a party, but, you know, that shouldn't hold anybody back, because it's just going to be, you know, fun all day long for 4 days or three and a half or however you want to look at it. But, we will have on Friday night at 10 o'clock, we will have a brief preview showing of a fan film that is being made that is set in the Dresden universe, in the Dresden Files universe, I've seen bits and pieces of it, and it looks as though it's going to be really good. So those folks will be there. And then we also have a web series that's going to be starting in, I believe, October, that is called Sky of the Damned, and we're going to get a preview of that. And the creators and some of the actors for both of these, the show and the movie, will be there for people to, you know, get to ask questions of. So that's a little bit different.
Well, and I am going to pimp for you, because you're being very, very, you know, very, very modest about everything. But you've got on Friday also an hour with Laurel K. Hamilton. On Saturday, you've got an hour with Sherilyn Kenyon. And on Sunday, you've got an hour with Jim Butcher. And then you have a lot of other author talks as well. But those 3 hours for fans, if you've ever been able to go to an hour with an author when they're just up there talking about their works and answering Q&A, it's awesome. And that you've got those three authors that are so big in urban fantasy right now. I think that's just, and well, Jim Butcher has been big for a while, but those are going to be awesome panels.
Yes, I believe so. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, both Sherilyn and Laurel have been there, of course, many times before,
mm-hmm.
and they're always great guests. They're wonderful panelists as well. Both of them and Jim will appear on other panels on the track aside from just those hour with sessions as well. And Jim has been there before and had a really good time and was fun to work with, but that was a few years ago. So I'm hoping that he will have a good time as well.
Oh, I think he will. I think so. That'll be awesome. Awesome. Now, so where are you located?
We are in the International B&C in the Westin, which is actually right inside, pretty much right inside the front doors. When you go in, it says that it's on the sixth floor of the Westin, but that's basically
that is on the
when you go in that main entrance.
That is on the street level off of Peachtree, right there, right
yes,
as you go in.
Right.
That is their sixth floor, and you just got them right there. So you're near Derek. Are you near Derek? Or is he still
Derek
in the
two floors up. He's two floors up in the Westin. So, yes, we're glad that he's close by, and we're right across the hall from Weedniverse, and we're actually in what used to be the alt history room.
Oh, okay. So there you go. So the Wild Wild Weston, you'll have fun there. And do you have a Facebook or Twitter?
We do have a Facebook page, and it's pretty easy to find. It's just, Dragon Con Urban Fantasy.
There you
go. And if you just plug that in, you can find it. We do have a track website that is attached, to the main Dragon Con mm-hmm. website, and with links, and has the schedule up there. Of course, now that the app is all updated, I noticed I had that done today, and the pocket program's out and everything as well, so people can look things up that way. But yes, we do have a Facebook page, and I try to put something on there every day, so hopefully people will come and check it out. It talks a little bit about our programming, and that will probably be one of the faster ways to find out if there are changes and things like that.
Yep. Always watch your Daily Dragon. Always watch everything else. Remember, everything is tentative until the panel is ongoing, people. And even then, something could happen, but doubtful. You never know. You just play it by ear.
Now,
so that is good.
I did find that article that Carol was referring to from Felicia mm-hmm. Day, and actually I'll just semi-quote it here. The interviewer asked, you attend so many conventions, and she says that she's going to New York, but she's cut back on pretty much everything to do writing and things like that. And but she says, I'm missing Dragon Con for the first time in 5 years, and I'm a little sad about it because it's my favorite. Have you ever been to that? The reporter replies, no, but I'd love to go. It's kind of the best of everything. It's run by fans, so there's no big booths. All the panels are informal, and all the actors just go party at night. It's just the best place to see any cosplay whatsoever.
Aww, so, she loves us.
Yeah, wasn't that nice? I thought that was that's really a nice plug for the con.
Oh, and I should have pointed out this was in the USA Today.
Oof.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you said that. I couldn't remember where I had read it, but
yeah,
I did see it.
It's about a month ago that came up. So there's always that, even though she's not here.
That's right. Oh, that's right. And maybe next year she'll be back, and then I'm sure I'll have to, fight for her. But hey.
Hey,
maybe she can get.
I often have had to, I felt like, fight for people, but I sometimes just say, look, if I could just get them for one track, and I would just love to do one track with, and, things sometimes work out. That's how I got Lindsay Wagner, man. I'm so excited. I can't stand it. So, hey. But this is, I'm just really excited for you guys, and this is your first year, so yay! Virgin track, yay!
Yeah, there
awesome.
You go. There you go. And we hope that everybody will come out and check it out. And, we plan to have some good programming. And I'm hoping that it's the kind of thing that people want to see and hear.
Yep, I think it will be. And I do encourage all of the X-Track fans who have come to us for the Supernatural, go on over there. Father Brian Small is leading one of their Supernatural talks. So go for it. You know him. You know Father Brian. So, hey. It's pretty cool. So have fun.
He's a nice guy. Met him last year myself. I got to work with him.
He is a very nice guy, and also a big fat geek. Fat being as in the phat being term as in a large geek presence. Not in. I'm just gonna stop.
Can I hand you the shovel? I got an extra shovel right over here. Do you want another one?
You got an extra shovel? Yeah. Let's just keep digging for me because I'm.
I've got another.
I hope Father Brian doesn't listen to this, but if he does, I do adore him, and I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it in a bad way. Okay, so, John, why don't you walk us out of this?
Okay. Well, thank you once again, Carol, for joining us. It's been a pleasure. And even though I didn't
thank
get to
you
talk
for
her,
having me on.
very much, and I'm trying to get past all this so that I'm tip-top for next week so that I can get sick again immediately after that. And a little programming note. Some of these will seem like they're kind of out of order. You're not hallucinating. Yes, we do sometimes towards the end take things that might have been recorded 2 days prior and put them in now, and then something that was 5 days, put it after the two-day thing. So it does kind of get a little wacky towards the end, but we there's logic in everything that we do. No, not really.
Yep.
Not at all.
Logical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, it's your show. You can do with it what you like.
Sure.
Sure.
So that's just a quick programming note. And I guess that's it. Thank you once again, that's Carol, for joining us. And go check her out at Urban Fantasy. Remind everyone again what room you're in.
We are in the International BNC in the Westin.
Awesome. Okay.
Right off the street level. Woohoo!
So for Carol, Lee, I'm John, saying until next time, peace.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.